Proclamation number 5373, dated the April 23rd, 1952. The heart is God's abode. Your heart shall become an abode for me. You should prepare it such that I can take up residence in it and remain with you forever. Cleanse it from all ungodly things, for I want to reign in you alone. For only when you have completely removed all other influences and belong to me alone can you become aware of my love. I want to dwell in you and look after you in every way. I want to direct and guide you. I want to educate you and motivate you to be lovingly active. My spirit wants to be effective in you so that you will become eternally happy. And thus you know what is expected of you in order to become happy. Constantly dispose of impurities so that your heart will become a dwelling place for me. Look within yourselves and seriously examine yourselves as to whether bad habits and flaws make your heart unworthy of accepting me myself in it. Make a firm decision to fight against them and, above all, appeal for my help so that you will not be defeated in this battle. That bad habits and flaws will not cause your downfall and thereby deprive you of my presence in you. You must ask for my assistance because you are too weak to fight evil on your own. Without me you cannot achieve anything, but with my help you can accomplish whatever you want. My adversary will take advantage of your weak will and you will truly be at his mercy if I don't help you in your weakness. Hence you must remain in constant prayer for help against your enemy's influence, and this prayer will truly provide you with the strength to liberate yourselves from him. I will face him myself and he will take flight from me. He will certainly return with a large crowd of sinister characters as soon as you show your weakness, yet he will no longer be able to dominate you. I will prevent him from influencing you as long as you yearn for me in my love, as long as you wish that I myself will remain in you. And so you should always pray, lead us through the temptation and deliver us from evil. Sing or quote, you should always call upon me and, through this call, testify to your desire for my presence. And no call concerning your salvation of soul will bypass my ear unheeded. Then I will be able to be and remain in you. Then my spirit will be able to work in you. It will bring you light, and in this light you can never go astray again. In this light you will also always recognize when you are approached by something hostile and subsequently it with a reliable weapon. You will be able to confront it with my strength which defeats everything, for then I myself will live in you and govern you for all eternity. Amen.